Phone Tap. This is a special Phone Tap edition of Super Art Creator Talk. Today, we were able to get in a call with Greg Adela. He is a certified life coach with CoachMeGreg.com and the founder and creator of the Brouhaha Comedy Showcase. He also has a hit show, Welcome Home, on Amazon.com. He's got some special projects with MTV coming up. So again, we're lucky enough to catch up with Greg Adela on the Phone Tap edition of Super Art Creator Talk.
Well, I mean, you might have to clap for something else if this thing keeps going. I need money. I might have to clap whatever I got to get some money.
Oh, 100%. Well, the one good thing with social distancing is you won't get the clap. So that's good right there.
So we protested by not clapping because we don't want to let you get the clap.
Yeah.
Gonna call you up in the middle random times and record it, and that's how we do the podcast. All right, it's normal thing.
Yeah, 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m. Those are the best times.
Yeah, those are the best times. Exactly.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a Zoom. We want to see how each other looks at 2 a.m. Just randomly.
Yeah, right. Just random.
It's normalcy.
Yeah. I don't know what's normal anymore, for crying out loud. I don't know what was normal before. I don't know what normal was. And I sure as hell don't know what normal's going to be after.
And that's the deal. I mean, you know, it got so abnormal that we couldn't even gauge it anymore. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so true. You know, Mark, Jermaine and I talked just a few minutes before the interview. And I said to him, I said, this world was a freight train out of control. And, you know, I don't want to see anyone die at all. But the world was out of control and something was bound to snap. Unfortunately, it's this. But I just think that as a whole, we need to really get back on track to a good focus of humanity in life. And this is the opportunity. This is a hard reset for the entire world. And, you know. Wherever and Jermaine and I have known each other for many years. And, you know, truthfully, that I'm a positive guy. And I think that if you want to try or do anything in your life and maybe you didn't get to it and you come through this unscathed, now is the time to try and do those things in life that you really want to try to do, regardless of your age. Because we're all getting a real second chance, you know?
I'm glad you mentioned that because I feel like this is kind of my second life. That I'm actually, even though I'm an older gentleman, I'm getting going again with doing things I really want to do and enjoy doing, thanks to Jermaine. But we were all too wound. We were too wound really tight. I think.
Yep.
We didn't want this to happen, but we needed some time to rest and just getting back to, as you say, getting back to basics. I think that's important.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up that way. I'm one of 8 kids, and we had to, you know, with one parent. My mother had died of breast cancer when we were kids, and, you know, my father never remarried, and, you know, he raised us on his own, and we have a family business in Albany, New York that's 77 years old. And I grew up around all these, you know, the attitude of, you know, it's a team. You have to work as a team. You have to communicate. It's not about you. And we've just become a world who's been hyper-focused on, you know, each individual. And it became very myopic. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, Jermaine and I have talked over the years and, you know, we're in entertainment. I'm not all about that. That's not my entire life. I have
amen.
You know, full life outside of that with church and foundations. You know, I'm the board of 4 foundations alone, and that keeps me balanced. And I think to your point, Mark, and what, you know, Jermaine was saying to me earlier is we really need to focus back into those basic necessities and stop. You know, everyone, it's funny because everyone comes out of the woodwork with stuff like this and, you know, oh, we got to worry about each other. And it's, oh, you know, we're a team. I mark my words, in 2 months, everyone's going back to their sloppy selves anyway. They are totally going back. It's going to be that.
Greg, they're already there. Watch how everybody's going to look in a month and a half. We already
have. Yeah, that's right. I can't wait to see all those girls and what color their hair really is. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so oh, gosh, so social distancing. I'm going to step up to the first question. I mean, what you do, and what we do, it involves so many people, and it's such a personal way to film or to do comedy. So how is this affecting your business right now?
Yeah, it's just like anybody else. You know, I've been in this 18 and a half years, and fortunately, you know, with, being a performer, I also started producing live events 2 years in, and then subsequently done event planning, you know, with being a professional fundraiser. So I sort of had, and growing up around a family business, now I mean this, you know, there's a, within show business, there it's a business. If you don't have that business up to snuff, your show is going to flounder. And so fortunately to start off, I saw that early on. So I saved some money. Now, with the effect of this, it's come full circle to, I mean, in one day, Jermaine, one day, so this has got to be three, four weeks ago now, in one day, I lost 6 corporate jobs. Just boom. Just in one day. Mm-hmm. And so everyone is being affected. There is such a huge trickle-down effect. Yeah. On the flip side, now if anyone wanted to know sort of, now, I've been truthfully fortunate to, you know, have, you know, set up retirement plans and to save as much as I could over the years. But everyone's really getting a taste of what it feels to be like a starving artist. You know, staying on your toes, being alert. These are the things we fell asleep on in general in life, in my opinion. Now, I'm not the panacea. I'm far from perfect. But it's had this dramatic effect. And now I see everyone, I'm going to answer your question. But you see everyone starting to come out together and really communicate. And, you know, to Mark's point earlier, we do have to get back to those basics. And the basic is you better start knowing the people in your community and start branching out that way. Because everyone's so stuck behind a phone that we've lost that interaction and true humanity. So being a person that, and as yourself, feeds off energy of, you know, live audience. I'm a vaudevillian at heart. And it's really sad because I've been accustomed to 18 and a half years of this high energy, you know, and a very thankful and fortunate career. And I think that's what most people are, you know, lamenting now. How I've immediately came to grips with it is one, always being centered and balanced within my life, truthfully. And then two, you know, I have a home studio for my music, my drums and guitar and sound at home. And I've been staying fortunately busy with friends that have hunkered down in my hometown that came back. And we can film skits and still write, and everyone's in good health. So it's had a huge effect, but I can't let that stop me. And I think it's like you and Mark with a great new show. You can't let it stop you. You've got to. The thing in life is this, right? I mean, everyone wants to be happy and full of joy. But really what people need, it comes into the vernacular, you need to be resilient. And this is a big test for everybody. It's a big test. So, I wish everyone well. This is the time to, this is varsity. If you weren't thinking like you were in the game of life in varsity, you stepped into it now. You know what I mean? There's no JV left. None.
No JV.
So thanks for letting me go on about that. I'm sorry if it went too long, but
you're our guest. This is your platform. How many times you get to just speak unabashedly like you are the guru right now?
Thank you. Being one of 8 kids and growing up in a household of 8, we really had to think like a team. So at a young age, I was 7 when my mom died, so I had to grow up really fast. And it was a very good, loving household. and grew up around a family business, and all that came into this portion of growing up with a life coach. So there was, I always, and I still espouse this, you know, I still, you have to have real, I mean, really, really good, positive family and friends in your life. You just do. And so all along with in school and college and post, I would mentor and, you know, people of all ages. This is just, you know, within, you know, I'm 46 now. So, you know, this is going back to, you know, my late teens and 20s. And people would constantly come to me and, you know, just seek advice or just open up. And when it, sorry, I'm driving. I'm just going to scoot over lanes. Sorry.
Yeah.
And so when I started building my business, which is my own entertainment company, my touring show, in 2008 is when I started to do professional workshops with the rudimentary understanding of stand-up comedy, comedy helping to heal, and also to break down barriers of essential communication that's needed in the workplace and home place. So when I started doing that, I had 150 students right off the bat in 2 years.
That's crazy.
They kept coming back for coaching. So, Mark, I would get hired over the years. Well, I still do up until, you know, last fall was my last one. But, you know, for keynote talks, certified. So I took a six-month class to become certified just to have it, to say, you know, look, I went through the trouble of what I'm doing is I believe in it. So a life coach is basically, it's not therapy. I'm there to listen to what.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's amazing to finally get the respect as a creative for people to understand just how valuable and, you know, you talk about the different facets of being an independent artist. We have to be on our business. You know, we have to prepare and have multiple streams of income coming in. But I want to ask you specific with your comedy.
Yeah.
How is that, you know, how has that helped you in the other facets of your life? Because I imagine, you know, you talked a little bit about some of the horrible heartbreak of having lost your mom at 7. But how does that comedy help you in all the different facets of life? And I want you to talk about the Friars Club as well, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So with comedy, it's absolutely been essential. So my father and my brothers, I have 4 sisters and 3 brothers, and they're very witty, smart, and we always had that. We made each other laugh, just as, you know, sometimes his tempers flared because that's, you're a child, but we always got through it with communication. We'd always make each other laugh. So it's always been part of a healing power to where I can escape, right? And isn't that great? I'd rather escape with that than, you know, hardcore drugs. Although, you know, you never know. I might go to hardcore drugs someday. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe when I retire, I'll try them. I'm a method actor, people, okay? Now here's the thing that's very pivotal in my life, and I can speak on behalf of even my father, brothers, and sisters. When my mom died, my grandmother became like our second mother, my father's mother, all right? And every Sunday, we went to church, my dad cooked us breakfast, and then we went to her house where we'd finish homework. She had lunch and dinner for us, and then we could play in her yard. That happened every Sunday. My grandmother, 3 things she would harp on us every week. She said this. She would say, listen, you can do anything in this world that you put your mind to. Number 2, say yes to everything. Say yes to life. Say yes, life. And number 3, she had a new joke. So I loved Sundays. And we did that every Sunday up until her death, till I was 20. And so humor has become so much to break down walls and barriers because of this. I was very introverted and a shy kid. And I this life happening around. And I was just maybe just looking back, waiting to be able to formulate an opinion on my life and life in general. And mm-hmm. once it just came to being around my friends and live events, I mean, this started, you know, I started live events when I was in third grade. So yeah, wow. I've always been around that energy of escape, and it was escape mm-hmm. through positive ways. And it's made me think better. It's made me feel better. Do I get down like anybody else? 100%. I'm human. You know, I feel. But it's led to such a joy as a release for me in life that, and I think everyone feels that way. I mean, and you know what? I have to say this. One time I read in an interview years ago that Jerry mm-hmm. Seinfeld, this is what Jerry Seinfeld said, and I couldn't agree more. He said, when you're laughing, there is nothing else that you're thinking about.
True. Yeah.
There's nothing. You're laughing. Hmm. And that's just a really great, if that can encapsulate my long-winded,
This is all great. I mean, these are all nuggets. Okay. But, you know, the second part of that is, you know, you remember the esteemed Friars Club, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was inducted. The Friars Club was started 104 or 105 years ago in New York City. That was for, you know, artists, writers, actors, mm-hmm. comedians. And so I, because of events through friend and an agent in New York City, I was mm-hmm. put in front of the executive director, and they looked into me and said, you know, we'd like to interview you. We like your professional ways about yourself. I said, sure. And then Jackie, the Joke Man Martling from the Howard Stern Show, had talked to them about me and submitted my name, and I got inducted in 2004. And that was great. I've had really great experiences. It's good history. I make really good friends out of that place. And really severe, like yourself, Jermaine. I mean, really guys and gals that have a hardcore background in, you know, education and music theory and, you know, MFA. Very successful in comedy and entertainment that were successful lawyers and doctors that just split. They're like, I'm tired of that way of life. And it's been such a great education for me. So the Friars Club I had fun with.
Right.
They've been closed since last fall because of some issues at the club. It's always a trip, man. And that's where the genesis of, like, the Comedy Central roasts, that's where all they came from, and those roasts, like, Dave Martin. And right. That's where all that precipitated from.
But you know, like you said, I mean, those are things that are, you know, you're kind of downplaying it a little bit, but that's a great accomplishment. And, you know, it speaks to the person you are, and similar to me in that, right? Like, we get things and it's kind of cool, you know, but we don't, you know, live and die by those accolades, right?
No, it's funny because people... So in my house where I have my music studio, I have my workspace office, uh-huh. right? So right. people will come over, and I have a couple pictures. There's one picture on my desk, and that is of my dad when I took him to the Tonight Show. I've been friends with Fallon, you know, for 20 years, and so I, you know, we're at the end of the Tonight Show back September 2017. So I took my dad, and my dad's my go-to guy whenever I'm going to hang out with such. And, it's my dad with Jimmy at Jimmy's desk. I love that picture of my dad, you know, and myself on the couch with Jimmy. It's just, it was really great. And, but here's the thing, to your point though, Jermaine, when people will come over and they'll look around and they'll say, well, where's all those pictures that, you know, that I've seen you post or you with this person or that band or this guy. I said, I'm not about that.
Right.
These are the, you know, and it's great, and they light up. I go, no, I said, I'm very thankful for that stuff. But
of course.
Seriously, I have all that stuff neatly boxed up in weatherproof containers. That's what I
do. There you go.
It keeps me motivated. I just want to keep creating and do more.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. I mean, and that's the thing that keeps it grounded and keeps you hungry. And shout out to Jackie the Joke Man, Martling. You know, I'm supposed to be in a project with him. If that it's been postponed due to the state of the world, so I look forward to meeting him and working with him.
Nice, yes.
Like you, I'm used to just struggling a lot of things and doing a lot of things, and trust me, I am. But it this is a different type of anxiety. Like, this is a different type of concern, you know? So, yeah, it helps out a lot. You know, what about you, Mark?
Oh, I think that what it does for, I know I'm at that age, so I'm pretty much homebound for the next 3 weeks. I'm not supposed to leave the house. Yeah. So for me to have an outlet and for me to just be on the, you know, just talk with people when I can, and realize what they're going through, sometimes that helps me. You know,
I just
it gives you a perspective of life that you probably wouldn't get if we were just out, for instance, if I was just out running my business day to day, and Jermaine knows, my first thought every day is, what am I doing today in business and how am I going to get it done? That's your first priority. And sometimes that's not the priority you should be thinking about. If you have a wife at home, or you have someone at home that maybe may need you, that maybe you don't think about because you're thinking about business. And so this gives everybody a chance to just take a breath and take care of life. And that's hard to do sometimes when you're a busy man or a busy woman just doing things out in the real world.
You know, it's so valid and true. Right now, there's the money that you have left, or toilet paper, put it to your put your out and start walking the walk. You know what I mean?
No, I love that, man. I love that. I think that's a kind of a natural place, I think, to end this show. And again, I want to say, everybody, thank you for listening to Super Art Creator Talk. We'll have all the ways that you can get in touch with Greg. Greg, is there anything like final words or, you know, I'll definitely have ways that people can get in touch, but any final. And I guess this is the end. And till next time on Super Art Creator Talk.